Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
As we get into the 15-minute morning show, let's talk about our favorite people at Blue Apron. Let me tell you, the chefs at Blue Apron come up with new recipes for every day of the week. You pick the recipes that fit your schedule. All these recipes are so easy to follow, and you can have the meal on the table in less than 45 minutes. And Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. Look at the recipes. Check it out. I know my Blue Apron box arrives every Wednesday, and I can't wait to get in there. And I know for a fact they don't waste any food. They only give you enough fresh produce that you need for your recipes. And Blue Apron is treating you to $30 off your first order. Go to blueapron.com/15 because it's the 15-minute morning show. blueapron.com/15.
Two, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello! 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I got that peep aftertaste going on right now.
Yeah. I love peep aftertaste.
It's so good. Danielle had a bunch of peeps hidden under her desk.
It was the chocolate mousse ones.
There are these chocolate bottom peeped. With the boots.
Chocolate bottom peeps.
With the boots.
With the fur.
But do you know how many different peeps there are? It's crazy.
Four.
Candy peeps.
They have so many different flavors of peeps now with like chocolate
peeps
on the bottom. Oh, and they're so good.
They have chicken parm peeps?
They do not have chicken, thank
That's
gosh.
That's my, okay.
I was never a peep fan, but the second they introduced a dark chocolate bottom shell to the peep, now you got chocolate and marshmallows, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys?
I love every peep, you know.
Well, yeah. I like
but
peeps.
But I prefer peeps when you leave them out overnight and they're a little harder.
Well, the ones that the peep pop that I ate, yeah. It had all the peeps on it, they were a little stale. They were good, yeah.
But I do have a problem with this place because those were my peeps and I was given the basket.
Danielle.
And what happened?
Anytime you leave shit out around here, it's gone.
It was at my desk.
That's how it works.
Yeah. And I went there today and there's open boxes.
There are no locks on
the door. Danielle goes, I don't know where all my peeps went. I said, well, here, there's some right there. It was like half open box.
And what was my reaction? What the fuck is wrong with people around here?
Exactly. Isn't there a hip hop song, Where My Peeps At?
It's like, where my girls at?
Where my girls at?
No, I know that.
People are rude.
Isn't there like a song about someone's peeps?
People steal stuff.
Mm. You know that though.
What?
You know stuff gets stolen.
I know. Usually it's scary.
No, you came in this morning and said you left your charger on the counter. What did I tell you?
Oh, but it was over there.
It's going to be gone.
I know, but most of the time you can't leave anything out. I had an Egyptian statue of an Egyptian cat, and it was beautiful that I got from like the Museum of Natural whatever. And someone took it.
Someone
walked out with my cat statue from my desk.
Someone stole your puss?
Yeah.
I thought you were actually going to say you had an Egyptian at your desk. Like,
I had an ancient Egyptian.
Funny story about that Egyptian cat. She stole that from the museum.
That's right.
Daniel does steal from places.
I'm the first one, though.
You steal from supermarkets.
You put stuff on the bottom shelf and, quote unquote, forget it's there.
That was a long time ago, and it was a banana.
No, you ate a banana.
Stupid banana.
I know you're serious because you have your Bronx accent right now. Yeah. When you're very serious about something, you turn Bronx.
Admit it. You had a case of water under your cart once, and you didn't go back.
No, that was Elvis. That was soda. Wasn't it soda? No. He had a case under his cart, and he totally forgot it was there.
You had a TV set at Costco.
I did not have it. I don't even shop at Costco.
A TV set.
Now, have you ever?
The security's too good.
Have you guys ever done the weigh it and eat it at the salad bar, but fill it up halfway, then you weigh it, and then you put some more in?
No, I do that at the candy store.
No, because they charge you at the
stealing.
Register.
At the candy store, I eat while I'm online waiting to pay.
Do you pay for what you eat?
No, exactly. They don't know what that weighs.
I'll tell you though, when you do the weigh it and eat it foods like at the bar where you scoop stuff in.
Yeah.
First of all, you should only eat the food that doesn't weigh a lot. If you put mashed potatoes in there, you're paying like $10 a pound for mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
right.
Because it's like lead.
I go for the most expensive food.
Yeah, you get the expensive or like the lightweight, like the mac and cheese, lettuce, loaded up. But if you get like the Chinese food, like General Tso's chicken, that's bite-sized. You can pop one or two of those right in your mouth as you're walking around.
So you want to find the lightest food that's the most expensive.
That's edible as you're walking around. And you do the old, I'm just going to see if it's fresh. Yeah, it's all right. Make sure there's two of them fresh. God.
Anyway.
So but don't get the mashed potatoes. You watch. They put stuff in there. They know weighs a lot. Because you weigh it. You have to, like...
So that's like one of those tricks.
Weigh it.
They're playing on us.
Don't buy the mashed potatoes and the weigh it and eat it.
I don't... Sometimes that... you don't know what's in those things. But people put their fingers in it and touch
it. You don't go to the self-serve?
Not usually.
I was at a place yesterday that was serving at the counter different desserts. And I was looking at three brownies. I have to guess those brownies were there since the inception of brownies because they were supposed to look like footballs and they looked like they were already, someone took a bite out of them already. So I'm looking at it and I go, how fresh do you think these are? Yeah. I mean, I think you can get away with it for like maybe a week, but after that, ugh.
There's two places that I do like to go to the buffet.
You're right.
One is on a cruise ship because there's so many different things to choose from. And
you have
two,
a specific cruise ship do you like to go on?
Let's talk Norwegian.
The Norwegian Bliss would be perfect.
But the other one is a water park. Like the kids, when I go to like Camelback or something, they have the most amazing, and especially the desserts. They have a dessert, like they have a dessert chef that they bring in for these things, and they make the dessert
special. You left out, first of all, Chinese buffet, always great. You like a casino, a good casino buffet.
I don't like the Chinese buffet.
The problem with the Chinese buffet is there's enough salt and MSG in there to kill an elephant.
And there's pizza. What's fine. The pizza I'm doing there?
Okay, that's for the I don't like Chinese food. You get pepperoni pizza and French fries and chicken wings next to the. By the way, speaking of Chinese food, have you ever gone to one of those buffets at I don't know if all around the country, but if you go to these grocery stores that have the buffets,
yes,
and you get there like 8 o'clock at night, and it looks like the end of a time lapse video. So you remember the lo mein used to be thick and plump, but by the time you got there, it looks like hair.
Right.
It's so dried out and thin, like it's the after picture and the before and after.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And it crunches. Yeah, you can't eat it. You can only go to those weigh-in places for lunch.
All right, now this is one for Brody. Don't you think that the price should go down as the day goes on?
Yes.
Because the food is deteriorating?
Yes. No, but don't they put out fresh food all day?
I'm sorry. The cook goes home. He works 4 to 12, and at 12 o'clock, he goes home.
Okay, but they keep it on the stove in the back right. hot and fresh.
It's a candy store. They don't have a kitchen in the back.
I think the price should go down by the half hour. Every half hour, the price drops. No, it really should, because the stuff is getting...
Cantaloupe is brown, I should get it for half
decomposing.
Price.
Decomposing.
Who wants that shit when it's brown?
It depends on the price.
Yeah, if the price is good enough.
Come on, man. A bargain's a bargain.
No, it's not. You don't want it when it's not edible.
I'm with Brody on that.
No.
Give me gray shrimp, $1 a pound.
Oh, God, it's so gross.
You dip it in something.
No, gross. It's still not good.
Ugh. I got money for the doctor, though.
What is wrong with us? Oh, my God.
There's a lot wrong with us.
There really is.
So, Scary, you know how you ran into my friend at Target the other day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your buddy.
I had to defend you. So you were at Target buying stuff for your nieces and nephews, right?
Yes.
Now, when people hear you and see your dating lifestyle, you're assumed to always date younger, right?
Right.
So you're at Target buying Easter eggs and candy.
Diapers.
And baskets.
And baskets.
And then he gets into his white van as he leaves.
My friend goes, oh, so Scary does date younger people. And I go... Then I had to go out and explain myself that it wasn't for a potential date. It was actually for your nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
But it's just funny to
see. I'm hosting Easter.
He was trolling the schools when he left the Target.
You cannot judge me by what I put in my shopping cart.
You can. Yeah. Oh, no, you can totally.
No, but
you don't judge people at the grocery store by what they have in their...
I do not.
Scary, if you're walking around with plastic Easter eggs and candy, I'm
and
only...
Lube.
And I'm only left to think of one thing.
And a coloring book, twist tie.
And lube. You're not going to judge that guy?
I did. I had Hot Wheels. I had three packages of Hot Wheels. I did. Oh, my God. Oh, the giant ass Easter bunnies, the chocolate Easter bunnies with the long ears.
Oh, that was nice that you did
and
that.
And then a bottle of KY. You wouldn't judge you?
And tranquilizer pills.
Oh,
I'm just doing something nice.
He's a great uncle, but
don't jump to conclusions.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Your buddy jumped to a conclusion.
He jumped to a big conclusion.
Dude, the cashiers always look at you. There was two times I remember that the cashier looked at me weird. One time, there was a sale on soda, and I think I bought like 20 bottles of soda. And then she looks at me, what, you hate that I bought 20 bottles of soda?
No, yeah, because my dad, they used to, like when I was a kid, I remember they'd put like a coupon in the paper where... You would get like for every 10 cases you get excess. So my dad would take per order. He'd say, "Oh, my mom would go through the line. My dad would go through the line. He'd want me to go through the line."
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
back
dad,
in the day,
we
look
like
that.
A cheap bastard. Like just pay for this shit.
Back in the day when I was a kid, my mom would buy whatever because it was like one per
order.
Right. So I would buy one. We'd have a friend with us.
Yeah.
The woman behind us wasn't buying one, so we'd give it a hard to buy.
Right. Yeah. Do you think the cashier doesn't know? Of course they know.
The cashier knows, but the register doesn't. Can't ring it up. So I had the 20 bottles of soda, and she goes, "Are you having a party?" No, I'm just trying to save money. And then one time,
making small talk.
One time, my wife says to me, "Can you go get a couple of bags of baby carrots?" I was like, "Okay." And I needed light bulbs, so I got light bulbs and baby carrots. The woman goes, "That's all you're getting?" So I was like, "Yeah, I have really bad eyesight." And she looked at me. She goes, "Oh, really?" You know, "No, man, I'm just trying making a joke."
Right.
But they
carrots
look at you like
carrots. Your eyes and you can't see.
But they try to figure out like what's going on. So you should do that. Just make weird combinations up.
Or go to the grocery store and drop random shit in people's carts when they're not looking and then see if they buy it.
I buy a case of beans and then a case of toilet paper.
Yeah, they do that on the Practical Jokers. But if you have kids, I unpack the cart and I go, "Who bought this?" And I'll see one of my daughters go, "I don't know."
Yeah.
Come on. No one bought these s'mores cookies. Like, it was you.
My worst buying combo was I had to get, pacifiers for our daughter, and we're also out of garbage bags. So going up to the counter with pacifiers and garbage bags, I'm only left to assume that people think that I'm putting a child in a garbage bag with a pacifier.
You're having one of those parties where kids dress up like, adults dress up like babies.
And eat a pacifier with drugs, yeah.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awful.
But think about it. You walk up with the cash register. You have garbage bags, the heavy-duty like construction ones, and a bunch of pacifiers.
Yeah.
What else are you supposed to
have? You guys,
ask?
A Scary Garrett, you guys have all bought condoms at a drugstore at one point in your life.
Of course.
That's the worst.
You either have to buy them with
You know what's funny? I've never.
Never?
Never.
Where did you buy condoms at?
Do you not practice safe sex?
I always have, but in college, you know, they would just have them like there by the droves. And then when I started dating my now wife, Allie, she just said, you know, she bought them.
Oh.
She bought them for me.
Wow.
Dude.
Damn. Damn.
That's cool.
So when you buy them, you either have to buy a lot of things so they get like it gets mixed in, you don't notice it. Or like if you're just buying them, you got to figure out that one other thing that doesn't look suspicious.
Yeah.
Like you can't buy like baby oil and condoms or
why?
Like because then it's like
you get the like you're gonna have a fun Friday night.
So I usually buy like Oreo magazine. Cookies. I try to figure out like what's gonna look like not inappropriate.
Yeah. I wouldn't buy steak knives and duct tape.
Condoms and Oreos don't go together.
Or like flu medicine. Like you know, buy like NyQuil. You buy NyQuil and condoms, it looks like you're trying to knock out your partner. Like, you have to be careful. Yeah.
I forgot who I was with, and they were buying...
How many guys have you been with?
No. They were buying condoms, I'm just saying. Oh. But it wasn't somebody that I was dating. And he was in the other aisle, and I yelled to him, "You want the extra small ones?" And he was "Daniel, that's not even a joke. Oh. Like, you don't mess around with somebody like that." It was not scary. But it was funny. It was funny at the time.
It's not funny.
"You want the extra small ones? I got your Rogaine right here." I mean, just any insult you can possibly throw
at a guy. "I got your yeast infection medication, Danielle."
Oh, my gosh.
"You've had your cell right here."
Oh, my gosh.
You still use that?
No, I don't. Shut up. Garrett, I swear to God.
Oh, it went away?
It was never there to begin with. Jackasses. Gosh.
Listen, it happens. By the way, speaking of Vagisil and vaginas,
Danielle,
hold on.
What kind of segue is this?
No, listen.
Danielle says to me, she's cleaning out her desk, right?
No, it came in the mail yesterday.
All right, came in the mail.
People
right?
send Danielle many
so
things.
So she gets this product and she goes, "I don't need this. Brody, do you need this? Because I have a wife and three daughters." What? And I go, "I can't bring that home. How offensive would that be if I brought..." What was the product, Danielle?
Okay, wait. I got a picture of it. Hold on. It was called Vanicure Essentials. So I'm thinking, oh, it's a new line of beauty products.
Like manicure.
Manicure, or maybe it's for my face.
We got 20 seconds.
No, it's for your vag.
No, we got 2 minutes.
Luxury skincare for the V. Gentle wash, cleanse, and refresh. A gentle exfoliator. Now, let me tell you something. I am not exfoliating down there. That is going to be painful. It says revitalize and refine. VV cream to moisturize and rejuvenate. And then there's all this other stuff. Serum, luminizer. Who needs to luminize down there?
You're supposed to luminize.
What is luminizing? What does that do?
I don't know. It says shades
just shine a light down there. Then they'll illuminate it.
Shades of okay,
I think that shows at Disney World.
Well, it comes in a sachet.
So, Froggy, imagine you go home to Lisa, and you're like, "Hey, I got you this product. It's so you can clean up down there and exfoliate yourself."
Right. It's almost like an insult.
You can't bring that home.
They came to me about doing advertising for like tightening up down there. And I said, "I'm going to go sit in the meeting.
Oh, revirginating.
I need to see what this is about."
Yeah, rejuvenation.
I need to hear them. So we think that there's a way we can make this come across on the air. I go, "I'm not talking about my vagina in a commercial. Thank you very much."
Yeah, but hold on a second. For how much money would you?
It was a lot of money.
Danielle.
Danielle,
what if your hoo-hoo was like Sleeve of Wizard? You'd want to do that.
What the hell is Sleeve of Wizard?
Have you ever seen a wizard sleeve? It hangs and like blows in the wind. What if your vats look like that?
Hold on.
Danielle is peeing.
He's doing Borat lines.
Scary has never said no to a dollar. Would you do penis enlargement commercials?
Depends on the price.
No, not penis enlargement. Not penis enlargement. Would you do like ball sack tightening for like
erectile dysfunction commercials?
Okay, would you do that for $1,000?
No, what's your price?
No, not $1,000.
What's your price?
But there's a price. There's a price that we could pay you.
$5,000.
That you would go on the air and talk about how
you... Pay me 10 grand.
That you can't get it up.
To say that you have a limp D.
Well, I'm not going to lie because I don't lie in my endorsement spots. I'll be honest about it. I could talk about shit, but if...
Hi, Scary Jones. My dick works just fine, but if yours doesn't, you could take these pills.
Yeah.
You would do that for 10 grand.
But how would you know those pills work, though?
Well, then...
What if they made you watch guys and have it work?
I don't lie on my commercials. I tell the truth in my commercials. So I'm not having that problem. I'm not going
to
say that
I do. So then that's why we have to talk about an enlargement one. So a doctor comes to you and says, "We want to enlarge your penis.
He said he doesn't need an enlargement.
How much?
Well, I never said I didn't
how
need
much?
One of those.
How much?
I mean, we could all use a little extra.
How much to enlarge?
10 grand.
10 grand.
Let me ask a question. Have you ever said no to an endorsement, ever?
Yes.
I did. Just recently.
What was yours, Frog?
I'll tell you what. I just recently said no to a vaping place. I don't do it. I don't like it.
Right.
I don't support it. Yeah. So I said, no, I'm not doing it. And it was a considerable amount of money. People in the sales department were very upset with me. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm not interested in it. I don't want to do it.
I feel Scary bad has, saying no.
Have
but...
you really said no? Because you did a Pampers diaper commercial.
Because I could talk about my other people in my life.
What
not
have
me.
You said no to?
I got to think about it. It was something controversial, actually. I'm like, I ain't going near that.
Oh, I remember, so was it political?
It was political.
It was political. Yeah.
No, you did the Fox News.
From that shit.
You did Fox News.
Fox News, because it was just saying, hey, here's a show that's on Fox News.
So whatever. 10 grand.
It wasn't like, hey, I watch this show and I love this.
So for 10 grand, what? You will do a penis enlargement commercial.
Hells yeah.
And get the surgery.
Really? See, I
not wouldn't... get the surgery, but talk about
well,
it.
Why are you going to talk about
how
it?
How much you've for never... the surgery?
Here's my question to doctors that want to advertise, but yet you've never used them or you don't know anyone who has used them. What if something happens and then something goes wrong? You're kind of, I would think you'd be responsible because
no, because you're not
fact.
Endorsing it. You're just telling right. the story.
I'm all sorry. Right, take hey, break. We have to cut this short, this conversation.
Well, but I need Moyle.
You should get that other surgery.
The Jews got that. Hashtag try.
Oh, my God. 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.